Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, well, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby? Yer.
What's good? Life, right? Hey, Pat, I think we got one. For real. Yo. Hey, let's go. Hey, there's a light inside of that darkness. Yeah, we so close, but feel the farthest. Yeah, we show the most, but still the hardest. It's a bitch sometimes to be an artist. Yeah, there's a light inside of that darkness. Yeah, we so close, but feel the farthest. Yeah, we show the most, but still the hardest. It's a bitch sometimes to be an artist. How should I start this? How should I end it? How did I start to get so offended? How do I bend it? How to defend it? I just been looking like it's never ending. Yeah, all that I feel. Hey, all that I feel. I thought it was real. I thought it was real. Y'all. Flexing the feeling, I'm testing the vibe. Question the real, you can feel the divide. What's your potential? Now feel it inside. Feel it inside, feel it inside. What's apprehension? I've been on the grind. What's the dimension? I'm feeling your shine. What's in the mission? What's in the design? What's in tradition? And what's in your mind? What's in your mind? What's in your mind? What's in your mind? Hey, what can you find? What can you find? What's in your mind? Hey, I'm on the road. I'm on the go. I'm on the phone. I should've known. I'm in the zone. I make it known. I got no problems just being alone. Being alone. All I've been making is that lemonade. Set up the stand, set up the merch, set up the thirst, we finna get paid. Check out this verse, this ain't a phase. I'm on a search, this ain't a maze. I just been thinking above and just moving with love, and I'm feeling the waves. I've been disgraced, I'm in a race. I just been moving like I wanna race. But I gotta rev, and I gotta lab, and I gotta have something today. It's just my space, it's just my time. It's just the love of something divine. Tend to forget that I'm all the above. And what's in the hug, let's get it aligned. Build up your shine, look in their eyes. I just been seeing through all of the lies. Enough with the whys, this is the how. This is the now, this is the prize. Yeah, what you gon' find when you looking for nothing? What you gon' feel when you broken as fuck? And you don't wanna stop and you don't wanna go. Where am I headed, you already know. Go through shit to learn about shit. Karma go round, then it turn around quick. Who would've thought that I do what I do? I thought that, but I thought that you knew. Lost in the feeling of losing the feel. What could he be if he only could chill? I ain't been nothing if I ain't been real. Lost in the moment, I'm trying to be still. I'm trying to be still. I ain't been nothing if I ain't been real. Lost in the moment, I'm trying to be still. All that I feel, all that I feel. I thought it was real. I thought it was real. Light inside of that darkness. So close, but feel the farthest. Yeah, we show the most, but still the hardest. It's a bitch sometimes to be an artist. Yeah, there's a light inside of that darkness. Yeah, we so close, but feel the farthest. Yeah, we show the most, but still the hardest. It's a bitch sometimes to be an artist.
Boom, 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 and we are back. This is the Enigma Sep Hour with your boy Enigma September. What you just heard was my man C. Shreve with All That I Feel. My man from North Carolina. Anyway, before I get into the podcast, let me introduce my guest of the week. I got my man's Dakota, not to be confused with Dakota. Dakota Rollins. What's going on, bro?
Not much, man. Whole lot of nothing and everything at the same time.
Word. My man, I was checking out the Instagram. I see you had the vintage shopping going on.
Yeah, that's my guilty pleasure. One of my guilty pleasures, yeah.
So was it like Goodwill shopping? Or
yeah, so that's actually the day job is I'm one of the managers with the regional Goodwill here. And so, but I've always like, you know, thrift shops and anything that's fluorescent in the 90s, I'll probably put on.
The Vince Gill joint.
Oh yeah, that was nice.
That was wild.
That was nice, man.
Y'all gotta check my man IG out. You know what I'm saying? See how that rock, whatever. But yeah, I was like, that thing was clean. I'm
trying to get rid of some stuff too, so please come buy some stuff.
Hey, Goodwill. Y'all better give me some. Y'all want some plug? Holla at you. Nah.
If I don't get PTO, I don't think you'll get any compensation either.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang. Nah, it's all good.
Yeah.
For sure. So what we got? Let's get into it. I guess get into more local news. If you checked out my IG last week, I mentioned there was 305 Media Presents Another Night of Hip Hop. Had my man Big Low on the last episode. He was in town for the show that was on Thursday. Yeah, Big Low, C. Shreve, who the music you just heard, Tarif Knockout, and Artisan P. And yo, it was a dope show. The most surprising thing was my man TJ Chapman. TJ DJs, he was there. Mm-hmm. And TJ is the former, sorry if I'm wrong, the former manager of B.O.B.
Oh, okay, yeah.
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 So
he was a judge at some open micer I did months
ago. Yeah, he probably was, yeah. So he fell through. That was surprising because it was a quote-unquote hip-hop show.
Uh-huh.
So for him to show up with his homie, that was dope. So shout out to TJ, man. You know what I'm saying? That was dope. It was a dope night. Everybody was dope. C. Shreve, of course, was surprising for me. That was my first time hearing him perform or whatever. But he killed it. He was a showman, and that was dope. Let's see. Speaking of other shows, tonight. So if you listen to the podcast, you're too late. It's Monday or after Monday. So whatever you're listening to this, it's too late. But if you listen to the live joint, Submersive Sound having a hip hop showcase tonight.
That looks
tonight
awesome.
At 9 p.m. You got my man Facey, who's been on the show, Trillsational, Rothoro, who's been on the podcast, Logic Kenny, who's gonna be on the podcast next week, Fonzo, Shy Gusta. That's a wild name. Shy Gusta is a wild name.
Yeah.
DJ Mountain Dew. That's a wild name.
Yeah. I figured there'd be some legal problems with that if he gets the right, right. kind of like spotlight on him, you know.
DJ Diabetes, like what? DJ Doritos, you know what I'm saying? Smoke session. That also be some breakdancing, open mic cypher. You'll be at 621 Art Gallery over in the Art District. Shouts out to Dr. Lisa, you know what I'm saying, for repping hip hop.
They always have something going on, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. Dr. Lisa put in work, man. So, yeah, if you listen to, more likely you listen to the live and it's still Friday, go check it out. If not, go check out Facey's or Elijah Kenny's IG. I'm pretty sure they have pictures and photos and stuff. So for the YouTube, for the podcast, rather, we got the Intranet 4.0, another joint. This will be February 27th. So this is the podcast. You got time to plan for this.
Mm-hmm.
Who we got? We got Aha Gazelle, Ray Benton, who's been on the show, Just Low, Apollo 1027. Bachi, who I need to get on the show because they've been doing the same for a minute, and DJ Twandagai. So I don't think he has to worry about copyright.
Yeah,
he'll be okay. This will be at the Wilberry, 513 Gain Street. They're asking for half a dub, 8 p.m. on the 27th. So if you're interested, you can go. I'm going to tell Fee, since she's here, that I probably won't be going. Discretionary spending. Inside joke. But now, if you're interested, man, y'all can check that out, man. Shouts out to Matt, because I jacked his IG for that. So that's what we got as far as local stuff. Cool. I don't think anybody dropped anything new. I finally got around listening to Elijah Kenny's album. Me and Felicia went to Atlanta for the weekend.
I haven't even done that yet.
Been to Atlanta?
Well, I've been to Atlanta. I'm just saying, like, let's stick, because me and Elijah talk somewhat frequently, and I just haven't even, I need to do it. Shut up and stop making excuses.
No, I feel you, bro.
Because it's something I want to, like, sit down with instead of just in passing listen to, you know? Right. So, because he's a pretty conceptual guy. So.
Yeah. No, it was dope. It was dope. I still think my favorite joint is the Rendezvous, which I think I ran that.
Yeah, that's been out for...
For a minute,
yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the project overall was dope. So shout out to Elijah, man. Proud of him. You know what I'm saying? Little homie. He just got to start making music. Stop being so doggone Kanye-ish. You know what I mean? You be on this Kanye tip. Like, I don't know if people. Man, just, you dope, bro. Just make the music. Put it out. Stop playing. So yeah, so that's what we got for local news. So I'm getting to. More pressing news. I know what y'all waiting for, and I'm not gonna talk about it right now. You gotta wait for it to the end. One of the things that happened, we had the NBA All-Star game.
Okay.
A lot of people liked it, at least as far as the concept. I was kind of sketchy about the concept. People were gonna fall for it. I don't know if you privy to the concept. Okay, so
that's probably like the sport I'm least familiar with out of the big three. So right. I assume it was Kobe related, though. Maybe.
Somewhat. Okay. They did have, I think the one team had 24, mm-hmm. and the other team had 2 for his daughter.
Okay.
But the concept was based on, like, each quarter, you had to win a quarter,
mm-hmm.
and then they donated money to the winning team. And then the last quarter, you had to win by, like, 24, and they really made it competitive. So if you watch, like, All-Star games in the past 20 years, mm-hmm. it was a snooze fest. This was not a snooze fest. Like, it got kind of lit.
Cool.
What up, Joe? Got Joe Ward in the building, in the chat room on YouTube. So if you listen to the live joint podcast, you can be part of the show. This is an interactive podcast. Yeah, Common did his thing. I missed the Common joint. I missed Common little rhyming everybody's, all the All-Stars mm-hmm. name. Some people had some jokes about it. It's Common. It's whatever. And he was balling. Even though he got his stuff smacked out of here by Quavo, that's kind of the game.
Like he took exception to what he did, or
he was just balling because Common was balling. Apparently, Common was just like really competing.
Oh, you're talking about
the All Star like celebrity game. Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
But Common was out of the balling. Okay. And Quavo like just came and just like.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, those usually are boring. I've seen those.
Yeah,
those kill me.
But yeah, man, it was but Common did his thing. He rapped for Chicago, Chance the Rapper, he performed at halftime.
Didn't Quavo I don't know, I heard something about him playing like in high school, but like he was in college or got offered some sort of scholarship because he was pretty decent.
I'm not sure about Quavo. Now you may be thinking about I wanna call my original name Titty Boy. They were talking about 2 Chainz.
Oh, that's probably
2 Chainz. Yeah, 2 Chainz was actually
Baller. Yeah, because Baller go to the league. That was, yeah, duh.
Yeah, it was 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz, he was like a baller. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to get, I think he actually did get a scholarship. Quavo could have, I don't know. I don't know much about Quavo's history. But he did smack the crap out of Cummins' ball. Cummins out there trying to act like he was in the league. Like, you gotta relax, bro. But anyway, All Star Weekend, that was dope. So dunk contest, that was it was good. But man's got like whoever was second place. I can't even think of their name, but he was supposed to win and he didn't, and so he was just like everybody thought he got robbed. But moving on. What else we got? Well, yeah, the lighter news. Yeah, the Democratic debate this week. And I guess it was the first time that Mike Bloomberg debated.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Elizabeth Warren ethered.
I heard he was tearing into quite a few people, or at least has been, you know, if not there, like, you know, in his own press stuff.
Yeah. Well, he because he got so much money, he been putting a lot of press out, which you got money, that's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he got into the debates and they, like, everybody kind of like took turns like whipping him. But Elizabeth Warren like did it, I guess, off top. But what was funny, y'all like, why are you talking about political stuff on a hip hop podcast? Somebody took the clip of her like going after him and took the ether beat for Nas.
Oh no.
And it was was that it was on beat. Like when she started, she was like, yo.
That's amazing.
You wanna know who's a billionaire who degrades women? You think I'm talking about Donald Trump? No, I'm talking about Michael Bloomberg. And wow. It was like every time like the beat would drop when she would like say no, something Joe, crucial.
That's crazy.
Like, I was like,
that up. That's wonderful.
Yeah, like y'all either go on Twitter. I don't know if it's on Instagram. You can go on Twitter. I want to pull up on YouTube. But my old phone is dead, so screw it.
Democratic debate on the Ether beat. That's amazing.
The crazy thing was it was on beat.
This is why I like the internet for things like that.
Yes. Like, yeah, it was great content. This is why I stay on Twitter for content like that. It was wild.
Well, it's funny too how like when they start out with, you know, like 60 of them, you know, like the year prior, like we all have a common cause and we're such good friends and blah, blah, blah. And it gets down to like the six or five and then they just start ripping each other, just like dog mess.
Uh-oh, Leffy found it. Is this it? Boo? All right, I'm going to give it to y'all. And I'm going to give it to Dakota so he can hear it.
Let's talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop. I'd like to talk about
that. I wonder if she had like an earpiece in with the beat playing, because that is crazy on beat.
Yeah, that was wild.
That needs to be used in someone's sampling ASAP.
Yo, for real.
Elizabeth Warren intro on Meek Mill Dreams and Nightmares 8.
Yo, that would be wild.
Meek Millie.
So, that was wild. Shout out to the internet. I don't know who did that. I can't give you credit, but the internet is a wild place, man. I want to give y'all that. Also, too, other news. Speaking of the NBA, D Wade, he was out in Chicago. He's from Chicago, and he did a tribute for D Wade. But also, D Wade's been in the news because his son, now recognizes his daughter. Mm-hmm. I think Zion's the older one. What's the boy name? I can't think of the boy. Well, it used to be boy.
Yeah.
I but I know it's Zaya. I think it's Zaya now. But anyway, so he came out. He considered himself, I guess, transgender. Excuse me, people. I get it, but I'm doing it on the fly. I didn't write notes.
Yeah.
This is not in my notes. But anyway, so Boosie Badass.
Oh, no.
That's all you
what did
say.
Him and his hairline have to say about
right. that? That's all you gotta say. That's all you, Boosie Badass. Oh, yeah. So, Boosie decided to post comments about it. And he happened to be in Planet Fitness at the time. Right? And
Boosie was?
Boosie.
Okay.
Millionaire rapper. Or I
was
going to say,
can he at least afford Orange Theory?
Right.
That's my gym, man.
Hey, like, I'm at Planet Fitness. I know why I'm at Planet Fitness. The pockets.
That's right.
The podcast isn't paying me anything.
Not the black card. I have the white card.
I got the black card.
Oh, you got the black card. Okay.
Yeah. Flex just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Get a massage chair.
I was going to say, you get the massage chair. I get nothing.
Get the hydro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, so he was in Planet Fitness and he was talking about how, you know, when Dwayne Wade shouldn't let his son get his pee-pee cut off before he's 18 or whatever. Just a bunch of mess. So apparently, I guess the manager, because Boosie was in Atlanta. Right. Apparently, the manager at the Planet Fitness is part of the LGBT, or as David Chappelle said, the Alphabets gang. And banned Boosie from the gym. So Boosie got mad, and his retort was that, you know, he didn't want to go to the gym anyway. It was dirty. It had roaches. So he was like, you know, screw that gym. And I'm just like, bro, why are you going to a gym with roaches?
Yeah.
He's like, the showers be dirty. Why? Boosie badass. Why are you going to a gym that's dirty with roaches? Now you want to say something. Nah, bruh. You had no issue in the judgment-free zone of all places.
Yeah.
Talking this noise about Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, what they doing with their children. But now you want to call this gym out talking about they got roaches. Yeah. Man, you don't get out of here, boy.
If I have that kind of money, I get kicked out of a gym. I'm just going to a different gym. I'm not even making a comment about it.
Yeah, just, yeah, y'all lost all these. That's the thing. Boosie badass at Planet Fitness. Bro. Yeah.
You probably kicked him out for a different reason and just didn't want to say. Like, he never cleaned the equipment.
Right. Yeah.
I'd be playing over the PA system.
I'd be kind of feeling bad. Like, I kind of walk off from equipment like, what are you going to get me? Is the purple spray police going to come get after me? Because I don't wipe every time. It is what it is.
Exactly.
What you going to do? I want to move on. Because
I might come back to it. I may not be done with it.
Exactly. Nah, I'll be gone. I'll be lazy. I'm lazy in the gym. Nah, really, if I don't, I'm like, I ain't really sweat. You know what I'm saying? Cause especially when I'm on the weights or like the free weights joint.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I try to do it quick because I'm focused on cardio.
Yeah. I just started back this week, so.
I got something. My foot was messed up, so I'm going to start back next week. What? Boosie should be sued for discrimination. He did say that Planet Fitness. I think somebody said Planet Fitness should be sued for discrimination.
Well, I mean,
it's not discrimination.
There's nothing. I mean, if he made it on his own social media,
yeah,
Planet Fitness has no jurisdiction over what.
And also, too, understand freedom of speech relates to the government, not private entities. So, yeah, this is my freedom of speech. No, fool. Great power is going to great responsibility. Mm-hmm. Having freedom of speech is a power, is a right and a power. What comes with responsibility? If you misuse it, that's what happens. Yeah, bro, I mean, now somebody, it was something. I forgot. But anyway, yeah, it was misinformation because the kid is not having the surgery, at least not yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 12, or she's only 12. Let me be respectful. I've had test out the DJ headphones. I've had a transgender person on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I may seem like I'm kind of being dismissive, but I'm not. I do take it seriously. I do understand that. The child is a child. I do understand that too.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, like, a lot of people, I guess some people saying that because she's 12, y'all forgive me, because she's 12, that she wouldn't be able to make that determination. But, when I was 12, like, being 12 for me was a changing of the guard as far as my coming out of childhood, you know what I'm saying, until, like, teenager or whatever. So, I get it. I don't think that she's not at a point where she doesn't understand that. Yeah. I wouldn't have
the
surgery.
It's a weird age, man.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Like, obviously not everyone goes through that at 12, but everybody goes through something transitionary at 12, 13, 14, you know, that middle school kind of. I shudder.
I was going through a transition.
I was too. 2X, 3X.
yo, it was wild. Yo. And I said I wasn't going to go here, but I'm going to go here. But it's personal. The wild thing was, okay, so, you know, the transition you go through around that age, and you start having certain dreams, you know what I mean? Start having certain dreams around that time. And the craziest thing was, I think because I had switched schools, but, yeah, like all of my dreams about white girls. And it was weird because it was like, I mean, it wasn't my preference. Again, I will not say that again. I don't have an issue with that. I don't have an issue with interracial dating or nothing like that. I'm engaged now to a black woman, so yeah, it's not going to happen moving forward. But yeah, it was weird because I'm like, I wasn't like looking. Well, I knew what it was. Well, I had transitioned from all black school. I went to Leonard Wesson, and then I went to Rudiger. And Rudiger was a little bit more mixed. And like for the first time, it was more than just all black. You know what I'm saying? It was like a good mix. And I think that's what it was. I was going through that transition and then dealing with the shock of, you know, the cultural shock of having more white classmates. So I think that's what it was. But at the time, I was like, I don't even like white girls like that. Why is this happening? Like, why are they always the subject of whatever?
So they say like when you have dreams, just period.
Yeah.
That everybody that's in your dream is someone that you've encountered before. But I swear there's no way. Like I know. I mean, do you agree with that? Because like I know my mind makes up. I'm like, I've never seen this person before in my life.
Or maybe it could be you consciously didn't. I do think your dreams are like your subconscious.
Yeah.
So it could be just, or it could be a composite of people.
Seems more accurate. Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Because they're like your long term, like it only takes, what was it, like 0.2 milliseconds for you to actually save something to your long term memory. So you very well could and not remember, but I'm just like, yeah. That seems far fetched to me.
It was, but I do think at that time it was just because that was the change I was dealing with. And it wasn't even that drastic. I ain't never had a problem with, or I had an issue with interacting with white people, even at that time. But I think it was just the shock of the change of demographic in the schools. It seeped into that development. And yeah.
Your hormones are like, we can work with this.
Right.
We're at an age where we can do something with this.
Wild times, man. But speaking of wild times.
That's great.
Yeah, I would share that story on during Black History Month. I'm wilding. He posting all this Malcolm X stuff on his Instagram. Yeah. Come back around and talk about having dreams. Having J. Cole
it's
dreams.
It's like, have you seen Don't Be a Menace? It's just a question, man.
Not only, no. It, I lost my virginity to Don't. That's a dumb movie.
Okay. Yeah. It's just that makes me think, my milk and magnesia. That's what it makes me think.
Yo, right. That's what I'm looking like right now. Like, yo, E. For real? Nah. But yeah. No, it's, yeah. I'm TMI. This whole segment is TMI. Y'all gonna be like, E, you sharing too much. I know Fee right now is looking at me like, you sharing too much. Yeah. Okay. We're gonna get into more serious news. This is what people have been waiting for. And then we're gonna get into the interview. Most unfortunate news of this week, Bashar Baraka Jackson, aka Pop Smoke, was killed in Hollywood Hills this week. Pop Smoke was a Brooklyn drill rapper. And I know those people that don't know what Brooklyn drill is in a sense. My simplistic explanation would be designer. Imagine,
okay,
the song the Panda. Mm-hmm. And imagine making a whole genre based on that one.
Okay,
song. Essentially what it is, it's a mix of basically New York rap, Chicago drill, and
Panda. I always think of like the Chief Keef and Boss Top movement, but I know it kind of transitioned into other yeah. stuff. So
it's kind of basically like that was, I think to me, Panda was like the genesis of Brooklyn drill, and it's kind of come a thing in New York. But one of the lead artists at the time, or even at this time still, was Pop Smoke. Man was only 20 years old, man. Speculation that, well, a lot of people were speculating that murder was probably, it was a robbery. They said it was a robbery. He was in Beverly Hills, some reality star home, I guess they was Airbnb in. But he was posting pictures on Instagram and had the address. A lot of people think that
that was the reason why he got robbed, was because people saw the address, knew where he was at, and got him. Now, the speculation that it may have been deeper than that, it may have been a hit. Okay. There was an issue earlier this year where he borrowed a car, a Wraith, a Rolls Royce Wraith, from Cali to do a video shoot. But the car ended up in New York. And he was arrested, I think, at JFK Airport. He said it was a misunderstanding. But some people think that it may have been retaliation for that. There's been speculation that maybe retaliation of his affiliation with the Crips. And, you know, being in California. Regardless, it's a tragedy still. It really hit me because I really thought he was going to be... I really thought it was going to be his year. I thought the year that the baby had in 2019, I thought Pop Smoke was going to have this year. I thought he was going to be that that up-and-coming rapper. So to see him get taken down fatally really kind of hit me. I think the first time I heard about him was through the Joe Budden podcast. I think Maul on that show would play him doing their little sleepers. But yeah, and then also too, I roll with Fee and she got satellite radio. So we listened to like Shade 45. And I think like last week, like he was on like almost that whole weekend. Yeah. They was playing like a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I kept telling Fee like, yo, this is going to be the guy. They're like, this is going to be the guy you're going to hear a lot.
I've never heard the name until we just, until you just said it.
Yeah, like he was, like he almost, I've seen some of you say it, it was almost kind of like a new age 50. Just kind of like because he had the voice. He had a really deep voice and just he was like really flow oriented, you know, just a flow of it. And it was just, I don't know. But it just that I saw him coming up between him and Casanova. He had beef with his cat named Casanova. That wasn't related to it. They had actually squashed the beef before he got hit or whatever. So but also other news, keeping it in New York. Star Brim, who's best friends with Cardi B, she got hit by the feds for racketeering charges. Turns out she's like the god, she's quote unquote the godmother of the 5'9 Brims, which is a blood gang, which is also affiliated with Cardi B. And y'all probably like, okay, what I got doing anything? But really, the tie-in is, I think I explained this before. When it comes down to like a lot of these, especially these major rappers, or especially when it comes down to like rap music and the industry of rap music, not necessarily hip hop, but rap music industry, this both incidents to me kind of prove the point of how street life really seeps into that. And so just any, especially any up and coming artists, y'all trying to figure out like, yo man, like how these cats getting on, whatever, whatever. Like a lot of time they selling their soul to the streets. Like they trying to, they they getting that money or that cosign or whatever from the streets, and unfortunately, sometimes it can come back and bite you. So, but yeah, so you sitting back and you thinking like, yo, I'm gonna rap, and somebody gonna scoop me up, like, or if you sitting back like, yo, how this person got on and I ain't get on, a lot of times it's the streets, bro, and you gotta decide if you want that smoke. You know what I'm saying? Rather, you know, I mean, in almost any rapper, you know what I'm saying, you can look at, and that trajectory come from that. If it's Jeezy and T.I. and the BMF, or, you know what I'm saying, if it was Drake with Jazz Prince, who dad is Jay Prince, and if you know who Jay Prince is, you know what it is, you know what I'm saying, or even Murder, Inc., and they connection to Supreme, you know what I'm saying, the drug lord from Queens or whatever, who also was mixed in with 50, you know what I'm saying, which I just mentioned before. Like a lot of these major artists got some ties to the streets. So if you really wonder like, yo, how they got on, sometimes that's what it be. Sometimes it's hustle and grind. A lot of times it's hustle and grind. But sometimes, man, it's the streets, and sometimes the streets can get you.
I think some of it is too, is like, I more so with like the newer generation of artists. So I would say like the 25 and unders.
Yeah.
As of late, they maybe don't have that affiliation starting out, but then they get to a point where they want to try to incorporate it in the music to have that status and think, I'm far enough away where I can claim it and not be threatened by any of that. And then it comes back to haunt them when they go visit like just the right old neighborhood, or like they're just, they don't have that, the security guard that day. And people are just always waiting for that moment. You know?
Yeah. And, it's weird. And oddly enough, to bring it full circle, I think that's what it was with Pop Smoke. I mean, the crazy thing is Mans was in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? And got popped in California of all places. Golly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he wasn't even doing nothing. Jeez. You know what I'm saying? Like, even with Big got popped in California, but it was like Big knew, like, it was a whole beef. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of like almost expected. And people kind of wonder why he was over there with Pop Smoke. You know, it wasn't no beef or nothing, but it's kind of crazy. Like, the hood can come out and get you anywhere.
Artists dropping like flies past year and a half, man.
Yeah. I mean, him, Juice WRLD,
X, and Nipsey. Yeah. I don't know if they were last year or the year before, but.
Yeah, I think X was 2018, Nipsey was 2019. Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Mac Miller, like, yeah, man.
Yeah, man, I forgot about that one.
And I don't know, like, I get it. I want to get off the topic so we can transition, but I think I said last week, like, after the death of Kurt Cobain, which his birthday was, I think, yesterday, he would have been 54. And Biggie, like, for me, like, that was it. Like, matter of fact, really, Kurt Cobain was it for me. When Kurt died, like, I remember I was, like, up all night. Like, I was just shocked. Like, it just threw me for a loop. So, since then, like, I really haven't, I've been almost, like, numb. You know what I'm saying? As far as celebrity death.
Cause there's been a few, but not too, like, Robin Williams hit me hard.
Yeah.
Like, just because I grew up not only watching him, but also, like, being involved in improv and theater, and he was, like, the inspiration for that. So
right.
I was like, I cried over that one, I'll admit. But the rest of them, just like, like, it was going to happen eventually.
Yeah. Nah, it was, well, I think that, well, even, I can't even say, like, even with Chester Bennington, like, I wouldn't.
I'll say there's some that shock you, but they don't really, like, hit you. You're like, well, I didn't expect that, but, you know, people die.
Yo, Kurt Cobain, that, I remember that. That was, I think that was my first pause. But, yeah, that one really hit me. But anyway, we're going to get out of that. Happy birthday to Kurt Cobain, by the way. We're going to get into this next track, and then we're going to get into this interview, man. I'm going to continue to give y'all a Nick Mustafa hour and a half. This just is what it is at this point. I got my man Ray Benton featuring Abati. Like I said, they're going to be at the Intranet Point 4 show on the 27th at the Wilberry. So, bitch, y'all with this on the road. This is the Nick Mustafa hour. You got time, baby.
That's on me, yeah. What Shawty wanna see? I said just believe. Baby, take a chance. Got it up to speed. They say that I'm about to Benjamin's, y'all. They say that I'm really out of control. What's the word? Yeah, I heard it from the bird. You gon' pop up on the scene, like, acting like a bird. I'm like, hold up. I get down, I go in, yeah. I just put that beam on your chin, yeah. I don't mean no harm, no alarm. Please don't get fooled by the charm.
It's Ray.
I've been whipping on the road lately. I've been working like a dough, that's on me. Yeah, Shawty wanna see. I said, just believe. Baby, take a chance. Got it, that's a skill.
I'm working hard, but I'm hardly working. I need a pussy start, and I really hope it's firm. And I'm flyer, got some birds, and I got them all turf. And I'm only getting better very soon. I'll be perfect.
Hold up. Pinatelli, hit me on my cell, okay. Need a dictionary when you look me up, okay. They call me Ben and Jerry, how I'm super cold. Like a funky dairy, drink it up. Feeling on my belly, take a shot. And it's super wet, need a mop. Dripping, now I'm ready, call me Baby Nelly, cause it's hot.
I've been whipping on the road lately, yeah. I've been working like a dough, that's on me, yeah. Now Shawty wanna see, I say just believe. Baby, take a chance, got it, that's a skill, yeah. I've been whipping on the road lately, yeah. I've been working like a dough, that's on me, yeah. Now Shawty wanna see, I say just believe. Baby, take a chance, got it, that's a skill,
boom, boom, boom. back. This is the Enigma Sup Hour. Boom, boom, boom is not my thing, although I keep doing that. Y'all forgive me. Anyway, that was Ray Benton featuring Bocce with On the Road. And yeah, we're about to get into it, man. I got my man's by the way of Texas, but now coming in and ripping it up in Tallahassee, my man Dakota
Rouse. I'll tell you how many people were like, I couldn't find any of your music. Like, come on.
It's a D.
I've been featured on Dead End Hip Hop. Don't tell me you can't find it.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the show, bro. You know what I'm saying? Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Glad to be here. Like I mentioned previously, yeah, we're in the middle of Black History Month, and I'm serving y'all two non-black artists, because you know what? Screw you guys. This is the Enigma. Y'all forgot what Enigma meant? Yeah. Yeah. You can't figure me out. Just, but no, get all that, man. It ain't even about that. The music is like mad dope. You know what I'm saying? So we'll give you flowers off top. You know what I'm saying? And also, I told you, you know what I'm saying? I did some research regarding, you know what I'm saying, who you are or whatnot. And off top, I just want to figure out, like, you still... Well, this is a question. I actually had this question for the new coach of Florida State. I gave it to the little reporter at WCTV. She asked my question. So I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Thought it was relevant. Clearly she didn't. What was it? Posey.
Buster Posey?
Allison Posey. I called you out, Allison. Allison Posey, WCTV. She asked my question when she interviewed the new coach of Florida State. NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? What's good?
God almighty.
Because I did my research. Yeah. I got an even harder question after this. See?
Each have their strengths, each have their weaknesses. Backstreet overall,
Boys are back.
I would have to go with Backstreet.
Go.
Only because they have a bigger discography. And I've had a chance to meet them, and they're very pleasant.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Paid money for backstage tickets.
Now, you already was low-key with the Dead and Hip Hop joint. Now, you're just going to say... All right, man. We got famous people on the podcast right now. Clearly, my man's connected. Dang. Okay. How did you meet up with Backstreet Boys?
I just paid for a backstage pass. I was like, it's on my bucket list. Like, they're kind of the reason that I got into music.
Okay.
To be honest. And so I was
and
like,
you hesitated?
Hmm?
You had to hesitate between them and NSYNC?
Yeah, well, listen, man. I can say that NSYNC hits better with the harmonies. I'll say that.
Yeah.
They can do a cappella a little bit better than Backstreet, but Backstreet, I mean, some of their early music just had some stuff that NSYNC could never possess. So.
Yeah. Now, speaking of NSYNC, I'm going to hit you with this one.
Okay.
JC
or
Justin?
A JC, for sure.
My man know what's good. Matter of fact, the reason why it popped up was, for whatever reason, what's the joint? The Black song keep coming up. Black verse Vat featuring NSYNC. Oh, baby, will it come to me? Give it to me. I don't know. It's 808.
Have you heard did a joint with Joe Thomas back in the day too? I Believe in You.
Yo.
I never believed in miracles.
That's like my man trying to flex.
That's a great song.
No, go ahead, flex.
That's good.
Dakota, you man trying to flex with the vocals, man. I'm trying to sing black over
it. I'm not the person that can just tell you the lyrics. I have to like sing it so you go, oh yeah, that song. So,
Yeah.
Great song.
No, I knew the crazy thing was, I had a cousin. I came in his crib, man, and I went to his room, and he had NSYNC on his wall. NSYNC and Usher, Cisco.
You lost me at Cisco.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But he had pictures of, because, you know, people, well, I don't know if you remember, because I know I'm older.
Like, my room still looks like that, though.
Well, he ripped, like, the magazines. You know, people used to rip the magazines, and they put, but it was just kind of peculiar for me that going to this 17-year-old boy's room is just like, So you got Usher and Ginuwine and NSYNC and no Maya, no Aaliyah, no Brandy, no Monica.
But I think the other way too, you would have been like, here's a 17-year-old boy with Brandy. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
I had Brandy on my wall.
Because like when you go in like my room where I make music, like you walk in and you'll see posters and like albums of different artists that I like.
He did make music.
Huh?
He did make music. That's what I'm saying. You're like, he didn't do it. I would have got it if he was a singer. Nah. He gonna kill me when he see me. I love you too, cuz. Anyway.
Brandy.
So, okay, so you said Backstreet Boys got you into the game or whatever. Who's been your influences since?
Everything. Anything. I mean, I listened to it. I'll give a backstory. So, not a long one. My mom was a music journalist.
Hey.
She was a publicist, album reviewer. So she introduced me to a lot of artists that were great, but not necessarily well known. And then also the bigger artists she interviewed, but it's like everybody knows those. But she gave me like some stuff that like here's kind of the middle tier that got overlooked.
Yeah.
So she got me into a lot of that just because that's what she was immersed in. My dad is a musician. He plays piano. So he was, you know, he's well-versed in everything, but like jazz and classical and stuff. And they both love country, obviously being from Texas and then growing up in Nashville, like country music's very, you know, in there as well.
Okay.
So when I say like everything, most people say I listen to everything and they really don't.
Right.
Like
right.
I listen to, like, I'll tell you if it's not polka, Taylor Swift or dubstep, I'm probably with it, you know,
right.
for the most part.
You don't like Taylor Swift?
No. But no, since then I would say, Brian White's been a big one. He's a country artist who kind of popped off. I mean, he got signed when he was like 19. So he had a very kind of like squeaky, like pop voice,
right.
but a lot of range. So I really respect what he did. Any of the boy band stuff, One Direction has been a huge one for me. Some of the more like future based pop that is really kind of good for my wheelhouse. So like Why Don't We and Love and Chainsmokers, that kind of stuff has been influential. I like a lot of 80s kind of new wave stuff. So like Go West and Outfield and things like that. But anything, and then obviously all the hip hop stuff, which has been pretty constant too, which was kind of hard to find good stuff as a kid because I grew up in like the Bling era and the Crunk and Snap era. Some of that was good but didn't have longevity, but I played a lot of the like the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater games, and they would put either old school stuff or like underground stuff,
right?
So I got exposed to the good stuff at an early age, thank goodness. So
no, that's kind of wild because probably get in trouble. Yeah, like the 2000s, especially like the mid 2000s, was probably like I think is like the worst era in hip hop. So like the long T era, the ringtone era, like that was.
Yeah, I think 06 to 09 was kind of.
Yeah,
like,
it was. Yeah, that
it's,
was.
It's funny. Like I was doing the Tony Hawk games, and so they had stuff on there like Gangstar and Nas and Method Man.
Right.
And I was like, oh, like cool. This is hip hop. Right. Let me turn on the radio and see. And then I would turn on and hear like D4L. And I'm like, God almighty, what did I miss?
Yeah. That was a great, that was a great transaction. That is a great comparison. Yes. Yes. And y'all may be hating. Oh, what's wrong with D4L? RIP to Short and Low.
Time and place.
But they were trash. The Beast was trash. They was trash. I said it. I don't know. Ain't no revisionist history here, man. I'm going to let y'all, hey, man.
Yeah.
You got 3 6 Mafia. You the greatest rap group ever. No. No.
Solid.
No, they.
But not the greatest.
They did some, did some things.
Solid.
I give y'all legacy status, but no. Greatest, no. Anyway. I'm glad you said that. And I feel, I want to say I feel triggered, not triggered.
Bring back hip hop Vietnam flashbacks.
Right.
Trillville.
Yo. Not Mills.
Not Hurricane Chris.
Actually, you know what? No, I thought Hurricane Chris was going to do something.
I thought he was too, and then he did not. Man.
Hurricane Chris was my 2008 Pop Smoke. I thought he was going to be that dude. I thought he would be like the one that kind of got out of the ringtone.
You would think, yeah.
Yeah, man. But yeah. Hey, baby. Actually, I got a song where I reference Ay Bay Bay. It's called, I forgot the name of the song. It's really like one of them. I was like rapping. And I was saying how, it was a verse based on like a real conversation I had with my best friend about how the game was whack. And he was just like, all right, then change it. Like, start complaining. Yeah. Start crying. Just do what you got to do. But no, not triggered. I am subconscious now. Conscious. Because you see, your mom's a music journalist. Mom going to be watching like, who's this imposer? Poser journalist. This mom, I do have a journalism degree. She's probably like, that don't mean...
Hey, man.
That don't mean nothing.
Dr. Rollins.
Oh, for real?
I mean, rest in peace. No longer with us. With us, just in spirit, but yes.
Man.
PhD.
Mom's looking to heaven like, nah, bro. This ain't it.
No, not
this,
at all.
This ain't it. Ah, man. Just rest in peace. And how has that affected as far as the music going? You know, do you channel that or motivation?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple songs. Like I had a project come out 3 years ago now, and there was a song dedicated to her. Big Sean did a song called "Inspire Me," where he rapped like about how his mother was his influence, and so I did "Inspire Me" Part 2, and just basically carried that theme with my mother. She inspires a lot, man, because sometimes I kind of feel her helping me write since she was good at, with her pen as well for her profession. I'd say without her, I don't think I would be as good with my, how I carry my career since she did the PR stuff when she saw me starting to take my music seriously.
Yeah.
She gave me pointers and, helped be my publicist.
Yeah.
And just open doors. I'm like, how did you do that? Like, no one knows who I am. How'd you do that? But she's like, people know who I am, so I got you.
Right.
You have talent. And she would came up to me, and she'd always say, I only promote talented people. And it's not because you're my son. She goes, if you sucked, I would tell you because you're my son.
Right.
I'm like, okay, that's appreciated. But no, hugely influential just for a matter of how to carry myself, more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, I definitely have, sympathy, or even empathy, I guess, people in that boat. Because I mean, both my parents lost their mothers early, and I've just seen people lose a parent, and thankfully, thank God, I haven't experienced that. I know it's eventually, one way or the other, but yeah, man, so my heart goes out to you.
Thank
know
you.
What I mean? Pretty sure I could tell just by your nature. That saying she was a great woman because clearly saying she raised to be a great man.
Yeah, both my parents are amazing.
Yeah, man. But speaking of being a parent, you yourself are a parent. So how has that on the flip side influenced you as far as just the music you make and the inspiration?
Gosh, man. So with my son and. Most of the times with my wife, I don't write songs about them. And the reason I don't is because I feel like no song is really going to be good enough to express what I feel for them.
Right.
So that upsets the wife, and she'd be like, how come you don't never write nothing about me? It's like, I try and it's not good enough.
No, that's an excuse.
Right.
I'm like, no, really, it's not. Like, I don't feel like it's up to par with our relationship,
Yeah.
No, it's inspired me to, for my son, it's inspired me to not waste time, to really if this is something I'm going to try to do seriously, which I have been, go get it done. I don't know. He gives me drive. Plus being a father, you have to have more drive and incentive because you have a life to take care of. So that's kind of given me some oomph on every other front too. But no, man, he makes me happy. He gives me a reason to live for sure. And it is weird though, being dad and being oh, we're gonna go pick out toys and go to the park, and then at night I'm up on stage, hollering and trying to get people to swoon and all this stuff. It's I go home. It's night and day. Yeah. A lot of the people I do shows with or record with, they have no idea I'm married with a child. They're just like, you don't really, bring that into your. I'm like, well. Yeah, I know. It's
two separate worlds.
It's not her world. She she supports it, but it's not her thing. And I want to protect them too. So if I get to the point where there are enough eyes on me, and whether it's trolling or serious, I don't want them to be, you know, threatened or in danger or anything.
Right. How old is your son?
He's 17 months.
So I wonder, because I have a daughter. She's 3 now. But, and I that last project I recorded was before she was born.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I kind of regret with not recording since was, like, I was making, like, mad melodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got me trying to get him to sleep. And yeah. Which got to be crazy, because you could actually sing versus... So, but did you have like that kind of like uptick in creativity or maybe even melodies or something? Because I know for me, it was like, yo, I wish I was recording, because I'm like killing it with the melodies right now. Just trying to.
Kind of, because he was pretty colicky for a while. Like the first 5 months, he had a lot of reflux. He had problems sleeping. So I would be up at all hours of the night.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're kind of sleep drunk, you get some ideas that you wouldn't if you had enough rest.
Right.
So I was like, oh, yeah. And so I'd do like little voice, you know, recording. Like that's how Slow Down kind of started. I was just like humming as I was half awake, because I'm like, you're going to wake up any minute. I'm just going to push.
Right.
Kind of, sort of. Yeah. But.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you definitely more melody driven than, you know, I would be. So I remember having, you know what I'm saying, like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it was just melodies coming out of just nowhere. I'm just like, yo, I wish I was writing. But by the time I was like, even now, I still rap people. But as far as like projects, I'm just like, yeah. So I haven't since then. Mainly because I just don't have the money. Because I have a whole child.
A whole child as opposed to 3/4 of one or half of one.
Right. Yeah, I got half of one. I got, you know. But it was just,
expensive, man.
Yeah. But it's kind of one of the things was just like, you know, I tell people, I don't know if I want to have a child. Like, bro, you take care of yourself, you're going to take care of that child.
Just yeah.
Point blank, period.
It kicks in.
Exactly.
It may kick in. Like for me, the first 2 months, I was like, maybe, I don't know. Like, no, and that wasn't, I doubted my abilities. You know, not that I don't love you, but I'm just like, maybe, like, you need to go to a home where you can't, like, because I struggle with a lot with depression anyway. I was just like, oh man, I need to stay around, you know, like.
Right.
So, but no, it, like, the age he's at now, I'm in love with it.
Yeah.
So, because it's always da, 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 you know, when I come home, da, you know, all that fun stuff. So.
No, it's going to be wild is, because I don't know when she started, but the crazy thing now is that she, or even a few months ago, like, because I have a guitar. I can't play.
I have that same guitar, by the way.
With
the exception of... Actually, no. Mine does have that on the frets. Yeah, I have that same Ibanez that I got for free. Shout out to Jay Rebel for giving me that. Because he's like, I don't have money for your beats, but I'm going to give you a guitar. I was like, sweet.
So you can play?
Yeah, I can play.
Let's get this man my guitar.
Is it standard tune?
I don't think it's tuned. You can check it and see. It's probably not tuned. Yeah, it's totally out of tune.
It's way out of tune. I don't want to eat up your stream time by tuning it. That would take like 15 minutes. It's beautiful though.
I wasn't prepared.
Yeah, no.
But yeah. So she sees the guitar and so like she just gravitated towards it, and it was just like wow, because I've always loved the guitar. You know, I can't play. Mm-hmm. I can't sing. I can't play an instrument. That's why I became a rapper. Anyway, that was it. But yeah, man. So it was just like wow. Like she gravitated towards it, and now we got like a. Ukulele, so she could.
Okay.
Yeah, she had good. Like the guitar and it's like.
Smaller scale. That's good practice. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then she was like Coco and like want to imitate, you know, old boy or whatever. So it's going to be interesting if he takes on, probably will, being that it's in your genes that your dad played, that you'll see him.
He was. He was humming in key at like 4 or 5 months. I'd hear him in the car seat, like, you know, doing a C sharp to the song. And I'm like, that's not normal. Like,
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like that type of, like, you're a parent, you start like seeing yourself and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
With the good and the bad.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Jeremy, go to bed and I get, don't me.
Yeah.
I invented that. Don't do that.
No. Maybe like telling me no. And I know Fee hears me when she hears McKenzie say no. No, daddy. I'm like, all right. You can have it. Anyway, speaking of melodies and singing and stuff, we're going to get into his music, man. Let me see what we got while we talking. I love my baby. I love you, Mackenzie. If you're listening, baby, I love you. What we got? So, you guys got to be patient. I got it written down somewhere in my notes. We got Between Us and Heaven. And I took Spanish for 4 years, and I've been to Spain. Y'all don't judge me. I probably know more Spanish than y'all. Shut up. No te conozco. Butcher. The butcher coming. All right. Say it for me.
No te conozco.
Conozco. Yeah, you tripped me out, bro. I was like, man, if he was listening, I'm like, man, speaking Spanish? What kind of white boy is this? I know he was a partner. He started rapping. Man, do everything.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Man, do everything. Yeah, y'all gonna be impressed. Anyway, we're gonna get into it, man. My man, Dakota Rollins, this is the Nick What's Up Hour. You got time, baby.
The only thing between us and heaven is these clothes. The only thing between us and heaven's yes or no. So take it, take it, take it, take it off. Take it, take it, take it, take it off. Take it, take it, take it, take it off, yeah. Baby, with a body like that, I don't have time to waste. No, no. Said I ain't got it like that, then why you at my place? I'm not worried, and you ain't gotta hurry. No rush, no rush. I don't wanna break your heart, I just wanna break you off. It's only getting harder for me with your lips that soft. Full disclosure, ecstasy, and then I gently hold you. No, the only thing between us and heaven is these clothes. The only thing between us and heaven's yes or no. So take it, take it, take it, take it all. Take it, take it, take it, take it all. Take it, take it, take it, take it off, yeah. I've had my eyes on you, I need you to say one more. Like fingers through your hair as I pull you to the floor. Girl, you got me. And if we start, don't stop me. I've been going insane, lying in bed away. Thinking about all you could give and all that you could take. You have my heart, I need you to have the other parts. Yeah. The only thing between us and heaven is these clothes. The only thing between us and heaven's yes or no. So take it, take it, take it, take it off. Take it, take it, take it, take it off. Take it, take it, take it, take it off. Yeah.
I hope you're listening to me. It's baby girl. It's not about what we could have.
Yeah.
It's about what we do have and how it can be enhanced and taken to a higher level. Come on.
Don't keep me waiting, baby. The only thing between us and heaven is these clothes. The only thing between us and heaven's yes or no. So take it, take it, take it, take it off. Take it, take it, take it, take it off. Take it, take it, take it, take it off. Te conozco, no mírate a los ojos. Nada por encima de la música y la familia. Música y la familia. I'm going straight to the top, I gotta get to the back. I gotta
gotta finish the goals. You better stay off my swag. Don't feel like I can relax. Too many whack rappers to go and do that. And if I ever look back, I only wanna see the people I was trying to pass. Back in my BS, I never was off it. You know that I got it, like I ever lost it. The boys in sync, he dripped like a faucet. He stepped in the booth, they fell in a coffin.
No seas un seguidor cuando soy famoso. Te conozco, no, mírate a los ojos. Nada por encima de la música y la familia, música y la familia. Rápido, rápido, no puedo frenar. Rápido todo lo que se es ajetreó. Vida loca es real, dijo así es lo que tal. Gracias por mi conservación, gracias por la restauración. Ay, gringo la hace bien. Siempre ha sido ese chico lo mantiene así. Preguntando who do that, siempre yo, you knew that. Todos notables, cada movimiento grande. No seas un seguidor cuando soy famoso. Te conozco, no, mírate a los ojos. Nada por encima de la música y la familia, música y la familia.
Hey, yo, we going live, baby. Saturday, March 7, 2020.
In Tallahassee.
Freedom Train Network presents the first live podcast. You know what I'm saying? You get to see myself, Shelby Davis, and Queen Candace of Shelby's World, Patrick Irvine of Lessons from the Screen, and Joseph Ward of the Fix Sports Podcast live and in person. We'll be at Twin Oaks Clubhouse at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. Now, it's limited seating for the free event, so make sure you get at any of the podcast hosts so we can give you that link to get your seat. There'll be live performances, raffles, and appetizers. So, yo, man, live and direct
in Tallahassee,
March 7th. Get at us.
Yo, what's up? This is Royce Lovett, and you are now listening to
the Enigma September
Hour.
With my
you
man,
got time,
Dakota
baby.
Rollins, what you just heard between us and heaven, and...
No te conozco.
Conozco.
I do not know you.
I can repeat it after he says it. No te conozco. I can't do it by myself. But anyway, dope tracks, bro. Where now you have the album note taking. No. Noteworthy.
Yes.
Golly. It's okay. Late and I'm old. Yeah, the
I'm
album
old, right. Sure.
Yeah, tell an 80-year-old man that you're still a young buck. You're halfway through. You're right. Hopefully I am halfway through. I don't wanna die young. Yeah, Noteworthy, that's available now. Where can the people find the album?
Pretty much any major streaming platform with the exception of YouTube, only because my distribution service won't let me put it under my account. So I wanted to keep it all together. But Spotify is the easiest way to find it. If you have any Apple product and have some kind of player built in, you can look it on Apple Music and iTunes. And it's on Tidal and Deezer. If anyone,
Deezer's a wild place.
Hmm?
Deezer's a wild place.
I've had a few people say that they like it, but it's on my phone and I've never even used it. Like, it came with my service. But
like, I didn't even know what Deezer was until, like, I started posting music and it was like, your music's going Deezer. I'm like, what the world is this? European crappity crap. All right, so you got, what, 10 tracks on here?
10 tracks, yeah. I'd say it's a 28-minute listen, so, I mean, it's real quick.
Don't be confused, man. Man, only looking like a thug, but he not like. It's really
is that thuggish?
That kind of thuggish.
I didn't know that was thuggish. That's background,
like a elementary school bully that went through puberty early, like fifth grade with a mustache.
Nah, it's definitely the opposite.
I'm gonna beat you up and you'll give me lunch money and hear me sing these harmonies.
It was funny, man. I was a gentle giant, so like I was a big kid. But no one ever picked on me because I just was big.
Right.
But
right.
It's like, if they did pick on me, I'd probably just cry.
I wouldn't. They'd be like, what?
Yeah. Like the football coach wanted me my freshman year, like during open house. He was like, let me talk to you. And I was like, where's the band room?
That's why. Yo, you need to be on the field. Wait, what?
That was exactly it.
Oh, man, just in a harmony?
I need the band director and the baseball coach. Bye. No, he wanted me for... Something, I don't know.
All right, so with the music, man, it's a good hybrid of, like, I know you described, you know, you listen to a lot of stuff or whatever, but you execute it very well, like the seamless transition between pop, soul, and hip-hop is amazing.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? How do you even manage that? Like, how does...
I don't know, man. It's just like when I'm making a song, when I'm making production, as I sit down, it's just like my brain goes, hey, if you did a kick, you know, like you heard in that Jagged Edge song, that'd be good here. But if you did a guitar like you heard, you know, in that John Mayer song, that would sound good over that kick. And it just kind of pieces itself together. And then I just do my thing on top of it. My one of my good friends, he summed it up pretty good. And he was like, you know, how I would describe your music? And I was like, how? He just goes, ballads and bangers. Like,
word.
He just said that. I was like,
word.
That's fair, I guess. But yeah, it's, I'm big on sequencing, so it has to transition good.
No doubt. Oh, I say this. That just reminded me of somebody, which is not a good thing. Piece of advice. Please, please, don't pull a Post Malone on me.
Do what?
Don't pull a Post Malone on me.
I don't think I will because I can't stand his music. But
thank you.
Yeah.
Yay. Hey.
This man said you can't find emotional stuff in hip hop, but piggybacked on hip hop stuff to get where
Brie.
He is. So.
Brie. Aight.
Ever since then, I was like, no.
I was going to say something. But
he's got a couple. But overall.
Crazy.
No.
But no. You. Yo. Yo. Cosign all day. Anybody come for Dakota? You coming for me, bro? We're all off top. You got my full support. Yeah, we're at my support. Now you got my
thank
full
you,
support.
Thank you. I gotta get the rest of the city
to right.
You get shut down so hard.
Nah, you doing your thing. You know? Tallahassee Magazine. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Other artists don't think so.
Bro, you doing your, like I told you, I did some research. I'm like, all right, this man. Shoot, I didn't feel privileged that you. I can go around. Dakota was on my joint. What's up? What you gonna do?
I just like talking to creative minds. I don't care.
I appreciate it. I appreciate
you. Know what I mean?
Man.
So, all
right. So got Noteworthy. Mm-hmm. That's out now. What can we expect? You know what I'm saying? Moving forward, 2020 and beyond.
So moving forward. So it's a double edged sword. If you want some more of the poppy kind of R&B. Lace stuff, you can go to my Spotify, just DakoDarollins. Plus that's all original music, so there's no copyright stuff on there. If you want some more of the more underground kind of boom back inspired stuff, you can go to my SoundCloud, same name, and I've got a couple projects that aren't on Spotify there. So going forward, I'm working on another record. It's going to be another shorter one, I think maybe more like 12 or 13 tracks.
Okay.
I don't want to pull like a Chris Brown and just do a 20-hour miniseries.
Right.
So
I think I saw a tweet where someone was just like, yo, Chris Brown really dropped like 40 plus albums like 2 years in a row and we listened.
Basically. But no, I hate that, the cheating the streaming game, you know, just more songs just to get more streams. No, it's all about quality over quantity.
Word.
So doing that, two tracks are mixed and done. A third track is recorded, needing to be mixed. So I'm moving right along on it. I'm hoping to have something maybe by end of summer. So
cool.
But yeah, just be on the lookout. I'm going to be doing some more. I have a show coming up Sunday, actually, at the, it's called the Go and Get It Expo.
Word. Yeah.
So it's at Dreamland Barbecue on North Monroe on Sunday at 6 p.m., I think. So.
Yeah, I think it's from 6 to 9 p.m. Actually, I gotta see. I gotta hit up about that. I know my man Jay Kelly will be there. M3, who was on the podcast, I think he's performing too. So yeah, if you guys are interested, you can check that out. YouTube podcast would be too late, of course. But yeah, no.
Oh, and follow my Instagram. That's like when I'm most active. I didn't even think of that.
Let the people know how they can get in contact.
Yeah, just search Dakota Rollins music on Instagram, and I should pop up as long as you have most of it spelled right. And that's where I'm very active, always in my stories, posting like shows, and also taking pre-orders for T-shirts. Those are being made within the next month. So
merch,
and they look very cool. So get one. But other than that, yeah.
Make sure y'all follow my man. It's Dakota with two D's, like your favorite Instagram girl, okay? Double D's. I did that. Anyway.
I was like, what girl's name Dakota is it? Can't think of one.
So yeah, D-A-K-O-D-A Rollins. R-O-L-L-I-N-S. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought about a K-O-D, J. Cole. Look, I'm giving y'all clues I remember this man's name, okay? And I can say that because I screwed it up the first time. It's not North Dakota. None of that. Dakota. No.
I told a girl once at Starbucks when I got my drink, and she goes, what is it? I said, Dakota with two Ds. And she goes, okay. So I got my drink, and it said D-D-A-K-O-T-A. I was like, God mighty.
That's why you work in that Starbucks. On a 20-year plan.
Yeah.
Better give me my three stevias.
Take my hot cocoa kids temp and get out of here. Screw you.
My hot tea latte. Oh, it's almond milk, warm, or three stevias.
Is that an apricot scone?
They even go to Starbucks until I got engaged to that one over there. That's got me in Starbucks like I'm part of the elite. I don't even like coffee. Anyway, we're going to get up out of here, man. Again, bro, I appreciate you being here. This was like mad dope.
Of course.
What am I going to do? Oh, I'm going to give y'all something at the end. Pause. But this is another long podcast. So I'm going to have some music for y'all next. Matter of fact, next week, we got my man, Elijah Kenny. We got Elijah Kenny next week, so y'all be prepared for that. Other than that, y'all hold it down. We got one more week in this month. Came out real quick. Again, RIP to Pop Smoke, man. Devastating loss just to the culture. But, hey, I told y'all, the key to my life at this point is to outlive Betty White. So I got to say, man, let me say this. I thought this today when I was driving home. Betty White is 3 years older than Malcolm X. That's how old she is, bro. That man died 55 years ago today. Yeah, my goal is to outlive Betty White. That's it. That's all I got.
I saw a thread that said all the celebrities that are dying, Betty White is accumulating their leftover years.
Yo!
It's like, you know what? I'm an Illuminati. I'm going to have to look into this.
Yo! And let's be the truth. I'm not wishing death on Betty White. But what I want about Betty White. But I'm saying, she's... Yeah, I can believe it. Lady gonna be 150 years old. All right, anyway, we're gonna get up out of this. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.